Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International, in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry today. John will be back on Monday, don't worry. Well, I come from a place in central Pennsylvania called Hershey, and it's in Dauphin County. Boy, it is a quintessential swing county. Let me give you a sense of this. Barack Obama, 2008, won Dauphin County, my home county, 55%. George Bush won it in 2004, and it's flip-flopped back and forth and back and forth about four times in recent electoral history. Dauphin County in Pennsylvania is, by any measure, a swing county. It can go either way. It's got union people, it's got African Americans, lots of Republicans, lots of conservatives, and a changing population in the middle of Pennsylvania. But here's the thing about Pennsylvania writ large. You've heard about it as a swing state. Here's the news. It sort of isn't anymore. That's what the numbers say. The last time Pennsylvania went Republican was in 1988. Pennsylvania hasn't gone Republican since then. It's been a Democratic stronghold ever since, sometimes closer, sometimes further apart for Democrats. But it is solid blue. And here's the question. Is Pennsylvania, if it's not a swing state anymore, does it really, really matter? Well, some people actually say, yes, it does. And there may be ramifications for other states, too. Now, we're joined by a couple of experts who are going to help us understand what happens when a swing state sort of falls off the radar of presidential campaigns. Joining us now, James O'Toole, political reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette in the western part of the state, what we considered really Ohio, and Rob Gleason, chairman of the Republican Party there in Pennsylvania, in Johnstown. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. James, let me start with you. I ran down Dauphin County and the rest of Pennsylvania, but help us figure out where Pennsylvania is so far this year. What's the lay of the land for Barack Obama and Mitt Romney?
Well, I think for both of them, you start with the 08 template, which showed Obama winning hugely in the city of Philadelphia and in its suburbs and the four counties surrounding Philadelphia. I think are the ones you want to keep in mind, even more than your beloved Dauphin County, because those are real population-rich suburbs that had one time been a Republican stronghold, and more recently have been moving over to Democrats, particularly in statewide and presidential races. But there's some evidence that Romney is making some inroads there. And this is the time of year when campaigns are going through that kind of triage process on where they're going to put resources into which states. Republicans have not put resources into Pennsylvania so far for the presidential race, for some of the reasons you cite, that in the last three or four elections, Democrats have come through in Pennsylvania. But there is some evidence of movement toward Romney, and it's got to be at least tempting for Republicans in these final 3 weeks to think about whether they want to recalibrate their attitude.
20 electoral votes at stake in Pennsylvania, a big state. President Obama on the averages, the good averages that I'm reading, is about plus five or plus six and has not trailed in Pennsylvania this entire election. But Rob Gleason, chairman of the Republicans in Pennsylvania, you think that you have reason to believe that Pennsylvania, in fact, is in play?
Oh, we're going to win. There's no question in my mind.
No question in your mind, even though
we're going to skip being a battleground state. We're going to go right to for Romney. So,
okay.
You said we're a blue state. We have been for president since 1988. But in 2010, we elected a U.S. senator, a governor, a lieutenant governor. We had five new congressmen. So 12 out of the 18 congressmen are Republicans. We have the state house. We have the state senate. I don't know whether that makes you red or blue, but I'll tell you, it's a good start towards winning this for president. And then last year, we won 53% or 53 out of the 67 courthouses. So we have a good base to work from. You know, Barack Obama has not been over 50% for the past 3 years in any of the head-to-head measurements, like head-to-head, job approval, name ID, he has never been above 50%. Our polls last weekend, and it's just getting publicity now, has Mitt Romney up by 4 points.
And those are Republican internals, though.
It's Jimmy Lee is our he's our right. Pollster, and he has a great record of doing this. And what has happened is that unemployment in Pennsylvania has been going up. In fact, today the jobs report will show that our unemployment has gone up. And according to our polls, Romney's winning the jobs argument. He's ahead 54-40 as a candidate best suited to solve the jobs program. So there, this last 2 weeks, you are going to see a battle break out here in Pennsylvania. I love being flying under the radar, but it doesn't look like that's over now.
I'll bet you do. And Rob Gleason, there is no question that Mitt Romney has been closing the gap in Pennsylvania. But let me turn around on James O'Toole there in Pittsburgh. James, Rob's job is to cheerlead for the Republican Party. He wants to win, and he think he can win. The gap is +5 or +6. It's still a long way to go. You think there's a chance Romney could steal this out from under Obama?
Oh, yes, there's absolutely a chance. I think that the poll that Rob cites might be a little bit of an outlier, but there's no question that there has been movement in other polls in Romney's direction. The last Quinnipiac survey showed about a 4-point raise. And what was interesting about that, too, was that Romney's favorable, unfavorable rating had been underwater in Pennsylvania, as in so many states, for much of the summer and the fall. But in that Quinnipiac poll, for the first time, his favorable ratings exceeded his unfavorable ratings. So that shows, you know, some shift in evaluation of him mm-hmm. since his strong performance in Denver.
All right. Well, the race may be tightening in Pennsylvania, still +5 or +6 for President Obama, but the old battleground state could be a battleground once more. James O'Toole, political reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Rob Gleason from the Pennsylvania Republicans. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Well, that's
thank you, John.
Well, that's a story of one swing state. We're going to be watching Pennsylvania more on the show in the coming weeks, including, we hope, my home county of Dauphin County and even my hometown, Hershey, Pennsylvania. Yep, where they make the chocolate.